Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 420 of Ask Pat. Thank you for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And we have a great question today from Anne. But before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor. First up, we have Braintree. This is a new company that you might not have heard of before. But if you're working on a mobile app, for example, and you're searching for a simple payment solution, you got to check out Braintree. They are the one that all the big companies use. They make it super easy to integrate with their API. Think Uber, Airbnb, Hotel Tonight, Living Social, and GitHub. They're all using Braintree. And with one simple integration, you can offer your customers every way to pay. And I know a lot of you are working on mobile apps and really big startup type stuff too, and this is perfect. So to learn more and your first $50,000 in transaction fees free, go to braintreepayments.com/pat. All right, here's today's question from Anne.
Hi, Pat. This is Anne. I have a question regarding Periscope. What do you think about it and what its potential regarding online marketing business? Thank you.
Hey, Anne. Thank you so much for the question today. And this is very appropriate, actually, because Periscope is growing massively right now. And just so you know, Anne, I'm actually recording this live on Periscope right now. We have 150 people in the room who are listening to me answer this question for you, who are giving inspiration for the answers that I'm about to give, because I've been working on Periscope for a while. I've been exploring it. And actually, I want to give a shout out to Chris Ducker over at Duckerscope or chrisducker.com and youpreneur.com coming out very soon. You got to check that out as well. But he was the one who got me into it. And I pay attention to what Chris does because Chris and I are best friends. And he really pays attention to where he spends his time. And to see him put a lot of time and effort into Periscope was very curious. I was very curious about it. I was like, because I know that he just doesn't just go to the next bright light. He actually explores and figures out, well, where is his time best spent? And so he was using it a lot, and I decided to check it out. And I asked him, well, why are you using it? And he's like, dude, this thing is off the hook, the engagement. And I was like, well, is it getting any results for you? And he was like, yes. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, when we think of social media, for example, it's like, oh, how do you know if you're getting ROI? How do you know if it's working out for you? He told me that it is bringing in new business for him. It's making him money. And I know a lot of other Periscopers who are doing the same thing. So if done correctly, and I would highly recommend everybody follow Chris Ducker on Periscope because he's doing it in a great way. I've gotten a lot of inspiration from him on how to conduct Periscope. That's kind of like a little live webinar. And so if you were to compare webinars with Periscopes, there's a lot of differences, but a lot of things are the same, that live aspect. And there's something about that live aspect in the fact that you're building a relationship, people can hear your voice, you're interacting. And actually, it's a little bit better than interactions on webinars. You're able to harness that power for your business and for online marketing. So, Anne, yes, absolutely use Periscope for your online marketing if, and then this is the big if you have time and it is going to make sense for you, because a lot of people are finding the power of Periscope, but they're either not using it properly or they're not putting their all into it and they're kind of just trying it a couple times and not getting much out of it. Chris has gone full into it, and so have I in a consistent way. You've got to be consistent with it in order for it to work, because what it is, it's a way for you to build a relationship with people. And you don't build a relationship with people by saying, hey guys, I'll meet you at this place at this time. And then you do that a couple times and then, you know, then you never show up anymore. That's not how you build a friend. And of course, trust with your audience is the most important thing. Now, speaking of trust, and I'm looking at my audience right now, there's 133 people now. A few people have left. A lot of people come in new. And that's a cool thing. You're going to be able to find people who have never discovered you before through the algorithms, through people finding your location and finding your Periscopes through the world map and people sharing it with other people as well. It's just an amazing way to find new people. And if I were to ask my audience now, if anybody in this room who's watching me on Periscope is new, this is the first time you're watching me on Periscope, say new. Type in new. And again, this is part of the interaction thing. This is really cool. You can get people to interact with you. And when you can get people to interact with you in a little bit way, so we got some new people here, Robert Macy, Barbara Jensen, sorry, mispronounced that, and a few other people too. Wow, actually maybe 10 or 15 people who are seeing me for the very first time, who are hearing me for the very first time. Now imagine that versus somebody coming across your article. And an article is very one-dimensional in terms of what it can do to show your personality. It's possible, but it's difficult. To show intonation, can't really do that. To show emotion, it's a lot harder to do that via text. But when you're on video and you're real, and that's the most important thing about building a business online, you got to be real. Because people's initial reaction to anything online is to kind of doubt what it is that they're seeing, especially if it's something great. And if you're selling anything, people's first reaction is to doubt it. And I respect that. I mean, you want to be safe. It's sort of like the online nature way of kind of just protecting yourself. You know, that built-in fear that we have, which is smart, but also you have to get over that. And the way to get, for people to get over that is to have them trust you, to have them see that you're an actual human being. So there's certain types of Periscopes that work very well for your online business. And let's go to the first one. That might not even seem like it matters, but it totally does. And it's just a behind the scenes of whatever it is that you're doing. Showing your face, but not always, you can show your surroundings as well. And it just shows that you're a real person in a real place that is actually behind this business that you have. Because there's so many other businesses out there fighting for your target audience's attention. This is one of the great ways to stand out, to show your face, to interact and call people's names and ask questions, and people participate. And when they participate, they get involved and they get inspired and they also feel like they're a part of your brand as well. Another thing to do is get your audience involved in terms of what it is that you're going to do. This is a great strategy no matter what platform you're using, but Periscope is probably one of the most powerful in terms of if you're going to maybe design an ebook, for example, and you need some opinions on a different cover, or you need an opinion on a headline, or you're working through your email copy with people, which is what I did last week. I've gotten so much great advice from people in terms of, okay, should I use this one or should I use this one? This works really well on Facebook, of course, because you can show an A-B comparison and people can just type in A or B, but that's only sort of level one in terms of the interaction. But on Periscope, people will tell you what they really feel about what it is that you're showing them. So if you show them something and you want their opinion and you give them permission to give it to you, you're going to get some amazing golden advice that's going to take your business to the next level. So in these two examples, you're not even really selling anything, but you are getting people to participate. You're getting people in your brand. You're getting people to know you. And when you get people to know you, they're going to want to be interested in what you have going on. Now, here's the big thing. And I love this quote from James Schramko from Superfast Business. And this is, we all have to stop trying to be so interesting and start getting interested. Stop trying to be so interesting and start getting interested. And when you are talking with people live on Periscope, it is very easy for you to get interested and show people that you are interested in them and what they're doing and what's going on. So everybody on Periscope right now, how are you feeling? Are you interested in what's going on? On a scale from 1 to 10, how do you feel right now about the answer that I'm giving Anne? 1 being, this is terrible, I should totally start over, or 10, this is great. So I got some 10s, 10s, 8s, thank you for your honesty, Ryan. 10, 10 from Jason. What's up, Jason? Good to see you. 10s, a lot of 10s, stoked. 10, 10, 10, 9, 10, so bright, awesome. So bright. I don't know if you're talking about that light back there, but if you are, I apologize. So Anne, as you could see, I'm getting people involved. They're interested because I'm interested in them. And when you can interact and show that you're actually somebody on the other end who cares, your business is going to do great. Now, this begs the question, is it worth selling something on a scope? And this is something that you might consider on social media or any other place that's other than your website. Is it okay? Is it okay to sell something? And I think it's okay. It's okay if the expectation is there and if you're being always being honest and authentic. There is a right way to sell stuff, obviously, and there is a sleazy, not so right way to sell stuff. And for me, it's hard to say how to do it because every business is different, every audience is different, every target customer is different. But the one thing that holds true across all businesses is that if you are honest and authentic and you always put your audience first, you're going to win. You're going to win. And you can put your audience first by selling stuff. Have your earnings be a byproduct. Have your earnings be a byproduct of how well you serve your audience. And Periscope is a great way to serve your audience. And if you have a product that can serve them, maybe you show what this product looks like. You go behind the scenes. If it's an online membership site, for example, or an ebook, you show them the bits and pieces of it. You read passages of it and share it with your audience. If it's a physical product, show them what it looks like and how it works. And if you do that, you won't even have to sell and pitch because it will hopefully, if it's good enough, it will sell itself. Honest and authentic. Always put your audience first. So awesome. Thanks, guys. Yeah. So everybody in the room is confirming all of this. And so this gives me confidence that I was able to serve you today, Anne. And I hope you come back with some results and share kind of how your scope was. For everybody out there listening, if you want to follow me on Periscope, you can follow me at Pat Flynn. And Anne, thank you again for your question today. And we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, no matter where in the world you're at. And that's what we do for everybody whose question is featured, unless you're from one of the four countries that Printfection doesn't ship to, we will definitely do that to you free of charge because the show wouldn't even exist without you, Anne, and everybody else's questions. So thank you so much. We're going to send it to you. You'll hear from my assistant, Jessica, in the next couple weeks so we can collect your information for that. For those of you listening and those of you watching, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Just click the record button right there. You can use any mic that you have. Doesn't matter what your sound quality is like. As long as we can hear you, it's my job to sound good. It's your job to ask the great questions, which you have been. And you might get featured on the show and get an Ask Pat t-shirt too. So thank you again. I also want to thank today's second sponsor, which is Sidekick by HubSpot. This is a tool that I use every day now, and it has actually turned out to be very important to me because you might send a lot of emails during the day, and some of those emails are obviously more important than others. And sometimes I want to make sure that somebody on the other end, after I send an email, actually opens that email. And if they do and they don't respond because I want a response, after a certain period of time, I know that I can go in there and say, you know, hey, man, I need that document or whatever it is. So Sidekick by HubSpot, it gives you powerful contact insight right in your inbox. It seamlessly integrates with your email so you can receive live notifications when somebody opens and clicks on your emails. And it can also schedule emails to be sent when you're offline too. So go ahead and get Sidekick for free for the first month by going to getsidekick.com/pat. Again, that's getsidekick.com/pat. Thank you again, Anne. Thank you for those of you listening today. Hope you have a great week today or a great week this week, but hope you're starting it off well today. And everybody watching live on Periscope, thank you so much for your support. And as always, I like to end with a quote, and this quote is from Catherine Cook from My Yearbook. She said, "If you're not making mistakes, then you're not making decisions." So go ahead and make some decisions. Go make some mistakes because that's how you move forward. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.